Microsoft Azure enables you to easily migrate machines and applications to the cloud with Azure Infrastructure Services. This blueprint shows how to extend your on-premises data center to support line-of-business applications that run in Azure. Traditionally, enterprise applications run on-premises with access to corporate databases and identity providers like Active Directory. In this diagram, App 1 represents this type of on-premises application. Even in the new world of cloud computing, not all applications should move outside the corporate data center. For example, regulatory requirements or business policies can restrict such a move. However, with fast resource provisioning and dynamic scaling, the cloud has become an important part of an overall enterprise strategy. App 2 represents a line-of-business application running on Azure Infrastructure Services. Virtual servers that once resided on-premises can now run as virtual machines in the cloud. This includes application servers, database servers, and domain controllers. In this architecture, each tier groups two or more servers into an availability set. It's possible for hardware failures or planned maintenance to cause a machine to become temporarily unavailable. Azure manages these events in a way that does not simultaneously bring down all machines in the same availability set. Although it is possible to directly access on-premises data, you can lower latency and improve performance by moving database servers to Azure virtual machines. In this example, SQL Server 2014, always on availability groups, ensures high availability of the data tier. Performance is also improved by authenticating users in the cloud. The on-premises Active Directory replicates identity information with the domain controllers running in Azure. At this point, the application can authenticate users with the Azure data center. The Azure-based domain controllers can also provide any user or group information needed by the application. All of the servers in this architecture are contained within an Azure virtual network. In addition to allowing the servers to communicate with each other, the virtual network supports VPN connections with on-premises networks over the internet. And for the lowest latency, you can create dedicated private connections with Azure ExpressRoute. With this architecture, Azure becomes an extension of your data center. You have the flexibility to decide which resources and services stay on-premises and which ones move to Azure. This also enables seamless communication from any Azure component back to the systems in your data center. For the enterprise, the ability to run business applications in the cloud decreases the demand for provisioning and managing on-premises servers. But from the user's perspective, nothing changes, because they are able to accomplish the same tasks with the same applications, regardless of whether those applications run in their corporate office or in an Azure data center. Thanks for taking the time to review this line of business application architecture. For more architecture resources, go to aka.ms/msarch.